Today we are continuing the Advent preaching series, God With Us, with our focus on joy today. Christmas is coming, and to help you sort of get in the Christmas spirit, I want to share a story about a Christmas classic. Dr. Seuss wrote a charming little story of a malcontent named the Grinch. All right? This foul, green, slimy, grouchy character had no room in his heart for Christmas. And every year he worked himself into a rage because the Whos, the little people who lived down in Whoville, celebrated Christmas with a passion. They decorated, they celebrated with feasts, they exchanged gifts, they sang songs, and this really rankled the Grinch. So the Grinch devised a plan. He thought to himself that he could just steal the decorations and take the gifts from them, and the feast and the food for the feast, well, he could steal Christmas from them. And the Whos would have nothing to celebrate. And so to execute his evil plan, he cleans out their village at night, and nothing is left there, not even a crumb of food for them to eat. As Christmas Day arrives, the Grinch is perched on top of his craggy peak, and he's ready to throw all the Christmas loot that he's stolen from the Whos over the edge. And he pauses for just a second, hoping to hear them wailing and whimpering from Whoville down below. But instead, the Whos gather and they sing, just like they always had. And when the Grinch hears the Whos singing, he finally realizes that Christmas is not about gifts and about feasts and decorations, but something greater, something bigger, something that cannot be squelched or muted by the foulness or the sliminess or the grouchiness of this world. That story, which has become a well-known program that we watch every year at this time, is a reminder that this Grinch missed the joy of Christmas. He missed the joy of Christmas, and how easy it is for us to miss the good news of Emmanuel, God with us. This morning, we're going to look at a story from Isaiah. We're in Isaiah again today, Isaiah chapter 12. It's a song of praise, and it's a song that just overflows with joy. It's like a hymn that the Israelite people would sing to reflect their joy. Much like the Whos in Whoville were singing, this is a song that the Israelites would sing in worship and praise and thanksgiving. There's only 10 days left until Christmas, and it was in 353 A.D. that Pope Julius I set Christmas set December 25th as the day to celebrate the birth of Jesus. And I'm not sure the Pope then realized how significant Christmas Day would become, with all of its celebration, with all of its decoration, with all of its tradition. The time, though, that we're looking at today is in Isaiah chapter 12, is hundreds of years before Jesus is even born. Long before Christmas has been established, long before the tradition has been made and when celebrated over the years, the chapter is only 6 verses, friends, but it looks forward to a great day of joy, a great day of joy for the Israelite people. So God is with us, and our theme today is joy. Isaiah chapter 12 is our text. Hear these words of joy and praise from Isaiah chapter 12, verses 1 through 6. In that day you will say, I will praise you, O Lord, although you were angry with me. Your anger has turned away and you have comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust, not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord. Call on His name. Make known among the nations what He has done, and proclaim that His name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for He has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel among you. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Isaiah 12 serves as an uplifting reminder to the Israelite people that there is a day coming, a day of unending joy, a day that they can anticipate and look forward to. invites us to rejoice and express our gratitude and fearlessly proclaim God's goodness. And so amid the trials and tribulations, this chapter encourages us to draw joy from God's wellspring of salvation. Isaiah 12 is a hymn of joy and encourages us, not just the people of Israel, but all of God's people, because it looks forward to a great day of joy. The first point we want to make this morning is this. Isaiah predicts a coming day of salvation. He is predicting a coming day of salvation for the Israelite people. He's saying that the good news today is that God's anger is being turned away. Verse 1 talks of God's anger against the people. But his anger has been turned away, and now there is comfort. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. In other words, Isaiah is saying, when that day comes, the wrath of God will be turned away because he will be comforting his people. He will be blessing his people. He will be providing salvation for his people. And we see that in the birth of the Christ child. God loves us. God is with us. You know, we can often forget at this time that, you know, we are sinners, that we rebel and fall short of the glory of God. But this passage reminds us that there is salvation through faith and trust in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. God has directed all His wrath, all His anger, not at us, at His beloved Son Jesus on the cross. That's what Christmas is all about. It's anticipating that God's wrath is being turned away from us and onto His Son on the cross of Calvary. Friends, don't let the sentimental trappings of Christmas keep you from this great truth. Don't let the Grinches of Christmas keep you from celebrating the good news of great joy that is for all people. That's what Christmas is all about. A Savior has been born. You want joy this morning? Then just keep repeating this phrase for the next 10 days. A Savior has been born. A Savior has been born. There's a second point we want to make today, and that's this. It comes powerfully in Isaiah 12, verses 3 and 4. Isaiah predicts a day of overwhelming joy. Overwhelming joy. Isaiah says, you will draw water from wells of salvation. You will give thanks to the Lord and call on His name. And you will tell the word that the Lord has done, what the Lord has done. As we get closer to Christmas, we have an opportunity to think about this season and what it means to us. Our Advent candle talked about the shepherds today and the joy that they experienced in hearing the angelic choir, the angelic announcement, and then traveling to Bethlehem to see the Christ child. Christmas story is filled with joy. The joy of Mary and Joseph as they welcomed the Christ child, even in the mundane setting of a manger. They had a tremendous joy as they held Him for the first time, as they gazed upon Him, recognizing that this was God's own Son. Joy in the lowly shepherds serenaded by that angelic choir. Joy in the wise men who finally, after maybe 2 years of trouble to travel, found the Christ child and offered their gifts and worshipped Him. Joy is wrapped all through the Christmas story. But Jesus' birth is an overwhelming joy that will be for all people. Isaiah said, give thanks to the Lord, call on His name, make known among the nations what He has done. And for thousands of years now, that's exactly what we've been doing. Make known among the nations what God has done, that He has sent His one and only Son. The arrival of Jesus marks the beginning of our salvation, a cause for rejoicing, drawing deeply from the fountain of salvation. In Christ, we discover a wellspring of joy that satisfies our deepest longings. Emmanuel, God is with us. That's good news of great joy. Zephaniah 3:17 says, the Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take delight in you. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing. The promise of God dwelling among His people is a cause for rejoicing, as His love casts out fear. I love the way C.S. Lewis put this. He said, joy is the serious business of heaven. And in Jesus' birth, heaven came to earth. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. You know, we sing those words every Christmas. We sang them this morning. And we sing them and we need to think about them a little bit more. That there is joy in the world because the Lord has come. Friends, don't let the Grinches steal your joy of Christmas. Be a who. That's right, be a who and sing your praise to God, no matter what is under or not under your Christmas tree. And that leads to our third and final point today. Isaiah is telling the Israelite people, when that day comes, joy will overflow in your worship and in your witness. When that day comes, Isaiah says, joy is going to overflow and it's going to affect your worship and witness to the world. Sing to the Lord, he says, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you. Jesus' birth happened over 2,000 years ago. It happened halfway around the world in a small town of Bethlehem with a peasant couple. Didn't make much news then, and probably if it happened today, wouldn't make much news today. But God took the initiative to get the word out by sending an angelic choir to a bunch of ragtag shepherds and leading some wise men to come and find this Christ child and worship him. Those shepherds, they went to Bethlehem and they woke up that sleepy town after they found the Christ child, and they told everyone they could that the Messiah has come, that a Savior has been born. They became the first evangelists for Jesus. And every year we sing at this time the beloved hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful. And what does the refrain say? O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore Christ the Lord. Think how significant our worship is this time of year. We sing the beloved hymns of the church. We hear them playing in stores when we're shopping. We're seemingly drawn like a moth to a light to worship at Christmas. Why? Because there's good news of great joy. There's a reason to celebrate. Emmanuel, God is with us. Let it be known to all the world, Isaiah says in verse 5. This is a reminder that our joy-filled worship at Christmas should empower our witness to the world. Last night we had our journey to the Nativity, and many of you took part in that or participated in that, and that is our gift to the community to creatively tell the story of Jesus' birth. It's filled with worship, filled with joy-filled worship from beginning to end as we tell that story. And I believe it empowers the witness of Mechanic Grove Church of the Brethren to the world. That we are a Christ-centered people. And if they don't hear that when they hear our kids sing, let me tell you about my Jesus, they must not have been awake for what was going on last night. We are a Jesus-focused, Jesus-celebrating body of believers. And we're not ashamed to be all about Jesus all the time. That's where our joy comes from. That's where our joy comes from. So what are you saying, Pastor? Simply this. Allow the joy of Jesus' birth to shine through your worship, your words, and your actions in these next 10 days. Let the joy of Jesus' birth overflow in every aspect of your life. You do so, and our worship will be so much more amazing, and our witness even more impactful. So let's be like those shepherds who couldn't keep the good news to themselves. They had to go and tell the world. We too have the good news of great joy, and it is for all people. So let's continue to get the word out. At the end of the Grinch movie, when the Grinch realized that he couldn't take away the joy of the Whos in Whoville, what happened? Glaring down at them from his rocky perch, he heard singing. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presence at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, was puzzled and puzzled. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, and bags. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas means a little bit more. Indeed, it does. It means Emmanuel, God with us. Matthew 1:23 from the Christmas story says, the virgin will be with child and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. And friends, that is a reason for joy. You want to know joy this Christmas? Don't look to the Christmas tree. Look to the cross. Look to the baby that was born in the manger, crucified at Calvary, risen to be your Lord, your Savior. He is the only true, lasting source of joy. Beloved, God loves you. In Christ, He's forgiven you and made you His child. So let God bring that joy and peace into your life once again. Let Him bring His comfort through the Christ child. And let our Advent preparation allow us to express the joy of salvation to the whole world. In the name of Jesus, amen, so be it. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we recognize how easy it is for the Grinches in our lives to steal the joy of Christmas. Help us to remember that the joy in Christmas is found in relationship with Jesus Christ, when He's enthroned upon our hearts as Savior and Lord. And may that joy impact our worship and our witness in these coming days. May the world know the McKinnon Grove Church of the Brethren is all about Jesus all the time, and that we believe that He does change lives. As our children sang last night, "Let me tell you about my Jesus." May that be our witness to the world in this season, season of wonder, season of joy. Emmanuel, God with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.